This is Pete, Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Hey, Pete. This is Don from Sincerely Bakery. Just returning your call from a couple days ago.
Hey, Don. How you doing? It was Sincerely Bakery.
Yeah, you had left me a message about, you know, some sort of pre-approval you guys had for me.
Yeah. How can I help you? What direction can I point you in?
Well, I'm actually, you know, we're in the market for something, so it's good timing. I guess it kind of depends on what kind of rates you guys have.
All right, what are you in the market for? A new piece? What kind of equipment?
Some various pieces. I guess some equipment. Need something for our plumbing too. We're doing some upgrades. Just some various bakery pieces of equipment.
Okay. Tell me a little more. What's your shopping list?
Well, you know, we have the quotes. It's about four different pieces. You know, a couple ovens, a rack, you know, basically kitchen stuff. We're an industrial bakery.
Okay. Nice. How long have you been in business doing that for?
The bakery's been in business for about 14 years.
Oh, good for you guys. You've been around the block. Okay. And you got all four pieces here. Are they all going to be new pieces?
Yeah, they're new.
Okay. They're all new. And are you adding or replacing here?
A couple are replacing, a couple are, you know, some new pieces.
Oh, good. So we're growing a little bit. And you don't need anybody else to operate these new ovens? Are they, like, specialty ovens or any pretty standard stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty standard stuff. We have, you know, the work crew. It's an industrial kitchen, so we just pump a lot out. It'll let us pump a whole lot more out.
Perfect. And you said you got a quote for these. Is it all through the same vendor?
A couple different vendors.
Okay. A couple different vendors. And you have quotes from all of them?
Yeah, I have all the invoices. Can send them over. I mean, I guess really the reason that I called, I kind of want to know, you know, what kind of rates you guys have and how fast you can move. You know, we never really done business with you guys before. I haven't even heard of you. But you know, we kind of need to do this quickly. So if you guys have real rates and can get it done soon, we might be able to do something.
Yeah, Don, well, we do move pretty quickly here. You know, we could probably get you approved in 24, funding in about another, 24 hours from that about. Let me just ask you a couple of questions here. You know, you're asking about the rate. You know, we do, you know, start in this mid-single digits here with the equipment as far as that goes.
Okay.
You know, It's like a typical car loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, you know, like I said, mid single digits for the rate, with monthly payments, you know, pretty standard stuff as far as that goes. You know, how long until you think these pieces will cash flow, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, we'll plug them in as soon as we get them. I mean, we're working shorthanded without them right now.
Mm-hmm. So they'll pay for themselves pretty quickly.
We just need to get the financing in place. I'd like to. I mean, we're doing a little renovation, so we're upgrading the equipment. We want to upgrade some of our plumbing infrastructure too.
Okay, as far as the plumbing infrastructure, that sounds like it's going to fall more under the working capital program, where you know it's a unsecured loan that you could use to do some renovations. You know, do you have a quote for the plumbing that you need to do?
No, it's probably going to be somewhere in the ballpark at $20,000.
Okay, $20,000. So, are you familiar with working capital? Have you ever taken a working capital loan out before?
No, we haven't. We traditionally work with our, you know, regular bank.
What bank is
usually
that?
Usually able to do everything for us, but we're just on kind of a shorter time frame. We bank with Bank of the West.
Bank of the West. Do you have a line of credit with them?
Yeah, we do.
How much is that for?
I think it's like $70,000, something like that.
Is that all used up? Is that the issue? Or
no, but I mean, we don't really want to use it if we don't have to.
Yeah, I got you. It makes total sense here. So getting back to the working capital program, you know, you said you haven't used it before. It is a fairly new tool here. It's basically like a line of credit, except for it's based off of sales instead of, you know, your credit history. And it's unsecured. I don't know if your Bank of the West line is unsecured, but this is unsecured cash. What'd you do in sales last year?
We're right around $2 million.
Perfect. Yeah, you know, we should have no problem getting you the 20K. We actually like to shoot for about 10-15% of gross annual sales. Is there anything else that you could use some more money for? In any additional projects you're working on?
No, we're pretty set. It's just these two things. I mean, we got to add those pieces, and we got to upgrade the plumbing. We have an inspection coming up in a couple weeks.
Okay, so you're going to need the working capital in a couple weeks. How long have you been working at getting the equipment there, those ovens and those racks? You just been thinking about it, or is there a deadline that you have?
No, well, I mean, we would do it today if we could. We already went out, did the shopping, and found them. Now we're just trying to get the financing.
Exactly.
You know.
Did your vendor offer any in-house financing at all for these, or?
Oh no, it's kind of a smaller operation, just a restaurant supply operator.
Okay. And are you, sorry, Donnie, are you 100% owner? I didn't catch that before. I don't know if you mentioned it.
Oh no, I'm not the owner.
Oh okay. Who is the owner or owners?
His name is Ahmad.
Ahmad, and he's 100% owner.
Yeah, he is.
Perfect. Yeah. So he's the one that's gonna have to fill out the application as far as that goes. It's just some pretty, you know, standard business questions there. But
I'm pretty sure I can do all that. I'm the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. I pretty much handle all the paperwork. He's kind of hands off on that.
Yeah, that's fine. I just need him to do the signature and all the his information in there, because it is his business. So we need to go through his not personal credit, but we need to have his information on there, because he's the one that we're going to be running this through. But it is going on the business's line. Don't worry about that. How would you rate the credit? How would you rate his credit? You know, good, bad, in the middle?
His credit or the business?
The business credit, I'm sorry.
It's good. I mean, we've been around for 14 years. No problems. Like I said, we usually work with Bank of the West, but we're in a kind of tight spot where these things popped up and we don't have the time to do it.
Exactly. I feel you.
We saw, yeah. I looked at you guys a little online before I called, and it looks like you guys say that you can do things pretty quickly, so match what we're looking for. What would we need to get this process going?
Yeah, so for the working capital, I'm just gonna need the working capital application, the last 6 months of your bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
Okay. All right, I have all of that.
Do you guys take credit cards there?
No, we don't.
You don't. All right, cool. We can skip over that. And similarly, for the equipment financing, I'm going to need the equipment financing application. So it is a separate application. I just want you make sure about that. And, you need that application. I'll have your bank statements already from the working capital, so we'll be good in that department. And if you just have the quotes for the pieces of equipment, what's the name of your vendor?
I'm not sure. I think it's something like Cowboy Star Supply. There's actually two. There's two of them. I have about three different invoices. I can send them over to you.
Yeah, put those together along with your applications, the bank statements, and the tax return. And when you shoot those over to me, I'll get them all processed for you separately as the equipment with one part and the working capital with the other. What's a good email I could shoot this over to you?
I'll spell it out for you. It's KJB SPE CIA LTIES at gmail.com.
Perfect. Hey Don, what are you gonna do if we can't help you out here, if you don't get this financing in place? Are you gonna go elsewhere, or do you have a plan B?
Well, yeah, I'm making a couple calls today. We're going to see who has the best and who can get it done. We'd like to get this done before Friday. Okay. I mean, so what kind of rates are we looking at here? How much, what's the interest rate?
Oh, I can't give you a solid interest rate before I, you know, get a good look at your financials. I don't want to give you any, you know, expectations that we have to meet up to. But, you know, from gathering your information here, I can definitely tell you you're going to be qualified in the A or B tier. You know, it's one of our better programs here.
Okay, so, so let's say, you know, I'm in the A tier. What is that?
Okay, so, you know, with the equipment financing, it's going to be mostly mid-single digits there, and we're going to work up from there. But, you know, you should be, you know, in that smaller range. The working capital, you know, it's a little bit more expensive than the equipment, you know, because, you know, it's not like it's unsecured cash here. So you are paying a little bit more for that. But, you know, it starts, and we don't really do rates here because we don't annualize them. Because, you know, they tend to be shorter loans for the working capital.
How short are those loans?
Oh, we could do anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. What were you looking to do as far as term-wise for the working capital?
Oh, well, you know, everything else we've done has been probably about 5 years. I don't think we would do it. We wouldn't do anything that short. I mean, what do you mean you don't use percentage rates? It's... How do you calculate your interest that you're paying on it?
Well, we don't really use interest rates. We just use cents on the dollar to keep it really simple. We don't want to confuse anybody because a lot of banks are using APRs, and when you're given a 2-year loan with like a 4.5% APR, you really think, oh, this is great, it's 4.5%, but that's every year. So, you know what, at the end of the day, you're really looking at 9. It's just a little trick they use to confuse people.
So okay, how about this? If we, you know, if we're, I think for the plumbing for the 20,000, you know, how much do we pay back on that?
Well, are you looking to pay daily, weekly, or monthly here?
Well, I would think monthly.
You'd think monthly? Yeah. All right. Well, if you're doing a monthly, let me, you know, just do a little bit of math here. If you're doing a monthly at, you know, you put in perspective, even the difference between, you know, 10 and 15%, it sounds like a lot, but, you know, 10% here would make it about $22,000 on the payback. And, you know, spend that over 2 years, you're paying back, you know, $916 and change. And that's at 10%. And at 15%, you're paying $958 and change. So you see, it's not, if, you know, the rate here and, you know, that, it's very irrelevant. You know what I'm saying here? It's you know, very small differences. And, you know, you're thinking it's a lot, 5%. But that's why, you know, if you're doing a monthly payback over time, you know, the $40 that it, you know, difference that it makes, is, you're not going to think about that when you're passing your plumbing inspection. You know, it's like, remember, all we want to do is pass this plumbing inspection.
Well, yeah, but, you know, at the same time, I don't want to be paying more if I can pay less somewhere else. I'll tell you what, how soon can you give me, you know, the actual amounts that we'll be paying?
Oh, well, I've seen it fund in as little as 2 days, you know, from getting the application. If you get me the information that I need back today, it's not out of the scope of reality to get you the funds and everything done by Friday.
So do you need the application and all of that other paperwork to be able to tell me how much it's going to cost me?
Well, yeah, I just need it to, you know, get you a solid number here, because, like, you know, legally we're just not allowed to lend to certain people, so we got to verify, you know, if you have, like, a tax lien or anything like that, you know what I mean? It's, you know, I wish we could do it quickly and without all of this, but, you know, just legal issues, we just have to follow the rules, you know?
Okay, so, I mean, how soon can you tell me exactly how much it's going to cost? I mean, I understand fund it pretty quickly, but I got to know how much it's going to cost before that. I got to know.
Well, we can
like
have
I said,
you
I'm looking at a couple different places here, so.
Well, we can have you in a, you know, an approval with the actual hard numbers here for both the equipment and the capital by, you know, like I said, 24 hours. So you could use it to shop around. And as far as the equipment goes, if you get a quote from any other competitor, we have a match it or beat it policy, because Don, keeping your business with us and having repeat business is more important than, you know, adding on a couple dollars to a payment at the end of the month. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you send me, I gave you the email address. Why don't you send me, you know, what you need from me, and I'll get it to you right now. And if you can give me the exact numbers, I'd like to get that as soon as possible.
Of course, Don. I can totally get you that information back by tomorrow. I just processed this guy on Monday morning, and we're funding him today. So it's not something that's unusual for us to do.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what we're looking at. Yeah, so send that over to me, and I'll get it back to you.
Sounds good, Don. When are you looking to follow up on this? Should I give you a call back tomorrow or maybe later this afternoon to let you know I got everything down? Sounds like we're going to go pretty quickly.
I will probably call you, yes.
All right, I'll be expecting you at later this afternoon, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.